Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Who's number one on the pressure meter this weekend heading into the round of footy? Which starts tonight on AFL Nation as well, by the way. 1-300-736-736. I've got Brisbane as number one. You might think Collingwood at 0-3 is under more pressure than Brisbane at 0-2, but not to me. Collingwood has a flag. It's got a full content belly, Collingwood. Brisbane's starving. They were supposed to win the flag when the grand final was at the Gabba, and they blew it. They were supposed to win the flag last year and couldn't. If Brisbane don't win the flag this year, or let me rephrase it, if they miss the eight altogether this year, it'll be a massive story. So to me, heads aren't going to roll if Craig McRae and Collingwood miss the eight. It'll be a big story, but I think there's more to lose for Brisbane right now heading into this round in the pressure meter. I've actually not got Collingwood number two either. I've got Adelaide number two. So your thoughts on this, Crow fans? The Crows spent all last September and most of the summer telling us that they should have made the eight. They were supposed to be a contender this year. And they lost a game of chicken, really, re-signed their coach. And if they start 0-3, they're on the ropes, if not on the canvas, especially if they lose to a team like Fremantle, who are after the same spot that they're after in the eight. I don't think the top eight will be big enough for both Fremantle and Adelaide at the end of the year. And Adelaide's already lost a couple of eight-point games. They lost an eight-point game to the Suns, who are after the same spot in the eight that Adelaide's after. And they lost an eight-point game to Geelong, who are also climbing, hoping for eighth spot this year. If the Crows lose their first three games this year to teams that finished below them last year, Gold Coast were 15th, Geelong were 12th, Fremantle this week, they were 14th, then that's trouble. I think they're number two on the pressure meter. I've got Collingwood at number three for obvious reasons. 0-3, reigning premier, dropped to 0-4, and history certainly is against them. And this is the big one, fourth or fifth, St Kilda or Essendon? Who's under more pressure? I can't split four and five. It's either St Kilda or it's Essendon. Who's next on the pressure meter? To you, 1-300-736-736 is the number. Paul in Coburg, welcome to you, Paul. We'll start with you.
Hey, Duane, how are you going? All the best for Easter. I think under the pressure are Brisbane and Chris Fagan. I think under pressure is North Melbourne's back line. And I expect you remember what Duane... Dane Swan said, what's the key to a good AFL career is don't get caught.
Thanks for your call. I didn't know he said that. I hope you're not putting words in his mouth. Lou and Bundura, welcome to you, Lou.
Dwayne, I just want to talk about footy, man. I'm sick of these policies. Everyone thinks they know policies. Dwayne, I think Brisbane do you think Brisbane, I know the pressure meters, you picked Brisbane for number one.
Yeah.
Do you think they went in a bit too tall this week? Because obviously they brought in Fort, Lockie Neal, and there was one more, Payne, in the back line. Do you think they've gone in? I know they're going up against Cox and Cameron, but do you think they've gone in a bit tall and Colin will get him on the foot speed, maybe in the forward line and off the back line?
It's been wet in Brisbane all week, Lou. Is it going to fine up tonight? Sometimes you can go too tall if it's wet, and sometimes you can go too tall, I think, if the ball's slippery and dewy as well. So you could be right, given that, maybe they didn't need the extra on the bench. They've got Oscar McInerney as their number one ruck. I like it when Joe Danaher is the second ruck, and they still named Darcy Fort. So, yeah, maybe they have got one tall too many, and maybe it's Darcy Fort.
Yeah, yeah. And even Payne, well, he's not in the best form. He hasn't been called up a lot of times. So I think they've gone a bit tall bit too tall, to be honest. So I'm hoping we get him on the foot speed, and just that the conditions are going to help us if it does stay wet. If Danaher does also go in the ruck, then what will Fort do? That's the thing. Unless they use him as a sub. So
they've used Fort as a sub a few times, haven't they? Which is a little bit strange to me.
It's a bit of a questionable selection.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your call. The bench or the interchange, Lohman, Robertson, Archie, McCarthy and Fort for Brisbane. And here we can argue about it tomorrow, I suppose. I'm on here tomorrow, so give us a call for Midday Matters tomorrow if Brisbane has gone too tall and ends up being slippery, because it does look like being wet. Cody and Clyde North, who's under more pressure, Essendon or St Kilda? Cody?
Oh, I think it's a bit of a hard one. As a Bombers man myself, I think Essendon's under a bit of pressure, but I honestly think, like, what do you think of the Essendon list? Like, where are we sitting? Like, I'd love Essendon to be competitive, but honestly, I think what Ross Lyon's doing with St Kilda is just a little bit stronger than what we're providing at the moment.
But I think you can get better during the season, Cody. I like the Essendon edge. I like what you're trying to do. You've both lost a full forward, so that kind of evens itself out for the game on the weekend, and I think you can improve as the year progresses. So you've recruited well, I reckon. You've got Mackay, so you've got an extra defender that you needed. And, look, it depends on what other teams get injuries, but I reckon Essendon is one of six or seven teams that could finish seventh or eighth, Cody. It just depends on how well they're coached, how many injuries you get, and whether you can improve as the season progresses, which a lot of teams do.
Okay, yeah, and the one thing I would probably say is I'd actually prefer Essendon just to grow. Like, I don't mind if we miss the top eight, but we see the development. For me, like, I just want to see the team progress and, like, players like Nick Caddy get a go and see that progressional growth.
Yeah, progression also, I think, includes making the finals, though, Cody. That's the hard part. I don't think you can be content if you're an Essendon fan and you don't play finals. But, look, Essendon fans might say something completely different. Give us a call. 1-300-736-736. Mick, Rob, Alan, we'll get to you shortly. Here's a bit of Ross Lyon on St Kilda facing the Essendon edge.
Yeah, look, it's great to have it on the table. Forewarned's forearmed, isn't it? So, but everyone wants to play a physical on-edge brand and mental brand. And but we all know it's easier said than done. We all like to get our teams to the line. We'd like to think we stood up in a really fierce contest with a lot of pressure on us last week. On top of our confidence comes from action. So we felt even down at Geelong, we stood up. We didn't play great footy. It was clear what we needed to improve. We thought we improved it. So safe to fail, excellence in learning. Thought that was our model last week. Even though we won last week, like, we sat down, we looked at the last 3 minutes. We looked at what went wrong in the first 15 and then what we did right. So we're still in that learning space. And then because you've got the challenges of injuries, you're on edge. None of us are relaxed here. And the leaders just said they ran the review and still ran the review. And my comment was, well, it doesn't feel like anyone's breathed out here and we're relaxed. So, yeah, we know what's coming. It's going to be fierce, but it's a challenge we're up for.
Ross Lyon, so they have been forewarned about the Essendon edge, and it was good that he addressed that in the press conference earlier today. A couple of texts that have come through. Matthew Nix is number one on the pressure meter. 2 weeks of baffling tactics. Another one here. Dwayne, my nomination for number one on the pressure meter is Andrew Dillon and the AFL Commission. I knew that text was always going to come through. Keep your text coming through, 0433 98 11 16. Rob in Tarneit, you've got a completely different thought as to who's under the most pressure. Welcome to you, Rob.
Hey, Dwayne. Mate, I thought it was Melbourne United. I've been on hold for a little bit. And then I thought, okay, yeah, they won. They finished on top. And then I thought, well, Tassie's at home. They've got, you know, all to do. They win tonight. They win the championship. So I don't know how to split it, Dwayne. I mean, who's under more pressure? I thought it was Melbourne United. Now I'm changing.
I think Tassie's under more pressure tonight, Rob, to bring it home in their home state. It's built up to this point. It's all come down to this now for Tassie to win it and make their state the number one champion in the NBL for the first time ever. It'll be the biggest moment, well, I won't say in Tasmanian sport, but it'll be close to one of their biggest moments in Tasmanian sport history. But if they don't get it done tonight and they head back to Melbourne for Game 5, I don't think they'll win Game 5. So, yeah, I reckon Tasmania is probably under the most pressure. Good call, though. Harry in Glenorys. Hello, Harry.
G'day, Dwayno. I'm with Matt in the van at the moment.
You're the regular caller, so Matt in the van asks everyone in the van to call every week.
That's exactly right.
And is this your first call that Matt's demanded you make?
Pardon?
Is this the first call that you've made under Matt's demands on this show? Have I heard you before?
This is the first call I've made. Yes, he said you get Maccas today, but you have to call Dwayno.
Right, okay. Who's under the most pressure, Harry? Apart from you in the van.
Saints are. We're looking good. Like, we've got a good list. It's just, I reckon we could get into the eight again this year. But the fans want it. And I reckon that's why Saints are under the most pressure.
Harry, good to have you. Say hello to Matt in the van who makes his offsider ring every week. Hold the line. We're sending you down to Pink Lemonade. You can argue about who gets to get in, given that there's obviously a number in your company. Pink Lemonade voucher for a round of Grey Goose vodka to share with some friends. Play starts and finishes at Pink Lemonade, Swan Street, Richmond, sponsored by Grey Goose Vodka. Very funny. Mick in Airpost West has been holding for a long time to talk something completely different. Welcome to you, Mick.
G'day, Dwayne. Loving all the calls, loving the show.
Thank you.
Happy Easter to all. First, before I get on my thing, thank you for the grandmother ham. I got that yesterday and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, is it what? Thanks to Barclay Smokehouse.
Oh, it's lovely. Spoke to Andrew from there as well. It's lovely, Blake. But what I want to talk about is the young boy who was on with Jared today going to the Masters. Completely forgot. I think it was Jared. I'm not too sure. What an opportunity for a young kid.
Jasper Stubbs was the name. I was actually listening and then I had to do, well, I didn't have to do. I love doing a little spot with SENWA with Scotty and Goss every week. So I was doing that when it was on, so I didn't hear it, Mick, but go on, tell me a little bit more about it.
He said, Jared asked him, have you been here before? He goes, I went for a trip, walked around, and he goes, the opportunity, always dreamt to go there, like every young golfer's dream is to go to the Masters, but he goes, to actually have the opportunity to go and play there, he goes, it's just a dream come true, and, mate, good luck to the young kid, I think he's going to do well. He'll do pretty well for it, haven't he? And, he'll do Australia proud. He'll do himself proud as well. So, let's go.
Good on you, Mick. I hope you're enjoying the ham. Alan in Sydney, you've been holding for an eternity as well. Welcome to you, Alan.
Good afternoon. Dwayne, some homework, mate. I'd like to know who you think is the best two-foot kicker in the game. Our boy Chad Warner last week.
Yep.
His first goal with his left foot. The last goal he kicked with his right foot.
Best 2-foot kicker in the game currently, Alan. I'd have to go with a Sam Mitchell all time. It'd be up there. But if you're saying in the game, if you've got an answer for Alan, jump on the line. Best 2-foot kicker in the game. Alan from Sydney giving me some homework. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number. If you'd like to join me with the pressure meter as well, who is number one on the pressure meter? Is it the Lions? Is it fair that Adelaide's number two ahead of Collingwood at three? And who's under more pressure heading into this weekend's round? Because I can't split St Kilda and Essendon at four and five. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Still got some grandmother ham to give away. And this is our great debate, the pressure meter for titanium caravans. Built tough to tackle Australia's harshest conditions, make your next caravan a titanium. Uze under pressure. There will be a point this year where Uze and Sam Mitchell are under more pressure than they're in now. Speaking of Sam Mitchell, by the way, he has spoken earlier today about his tactics last week. We'll play a bit of that after the break as well. Dwayne's word for on-deck business loans up to $250,000. And that open line brought to us by Werribee Kia. Their biggest EV sale is on now at Werribee Kia.
On-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
The great debate for titanium caravans, Australian-made luxury off-road caravans. Who is number one, two, three, four, and five in the pressure meter heading into this weekend. Barry in Collingwood's got a thought on the Hawks. Welcome to you, Barry.
Hey, Pipe. Look, I'd have Hawks above St Kilda and Essendon. That, this is the year we're meant to see a bit of improvement, but they were woeful last week. That 50 marks to 9 early on, 5 goals to 1 against. But while other teams are gunning and running and transitioning, they're just playing keepings off and going backwards. They need to perform. They need a win. Otherwise, they're going to be 0-6.
Good call, Barry. And I think the more calls and texts I get that throw Hawthorn into that bag, the more I'll be listening hard. I mean, I love the interaction that I have with Midday Madness, and it's good to hear from fans of footy letting me know how much pressure the club they watch every week and the coach they watch every week is under compared to me, who kind of watches it with a lens on all 18. And I think there has been a bit more of a text and call aimed at Sam Mitchell in the last 2 weeks. Hold the line. We've got something for you. I think you've dropped off. We've got a grandmother ham coming away, so give us a call back, 1-300-736-736. Sam Mitchell conceded in his press conference today that he got the tactics wrong last week.
We got it wrong on the weekend and didn't give our players a chance. By taking 50 marks, you can't tackle. I think our defensive intent is something that needs to be consistent throughout games, and that's why Melbourne was so good, and Geelong have been really consistent in that area in the early part of their season. So defensive pressure, defensive intent needs to be consistent, but also you need a game style that allows it. And I probably took that away from the players on the weekend, which is one that I got wrong.
Love to hear that, don't you? A coach saying you got one wrong. That's a coach who knows that he's not under pressure to keep his job. He's just under pressure to get better. Darren in Queensland, all the way up in Queensland. Welcome to you, Darren.
Yeah, hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Good.
I've got a theory on St Kilda and Essendon. I think St Kilda is under more pressure for the reason that I think they're more advanced in their season than Essendon. I think Essendon last week looked absolutely legless against Sydney last week in the last quarter, and I think they're not as advanced as St Kilda. And I think if Essendon were to win, they were only going to fall in. I'm an Essendon supporter, but I think the coach has got Essendon not as cherry ripe as what they were last week, the year, thinking that they're going to be needing that edge later in the year. Because as you know, Scotty coached North Melbourne as well. And previously, North Melbourne had similar seasons to Essendon last year. They were too well advanced. They won games early, and then at the end of the year, they couldn't get over the line in any games, except for the easy ones. And I think for that reason, Essendon, if they win, it'll be a good win, but St Kilda need to win because their season's going to peter out later in the year.
Appreciate you, Kyle. What's St Kilda's spot to lose? They were in the eight last year, and they've just beaten the reigning Premier. So it's kind of St Kilda's spot to lose, and Essendon's one of those teams that finished below them. But Connor and Altona's got a reason why the Saints aren't under pressure. Welcome to you, Connor.
Yeah, g'day, Dwayne. First time, long time.
Good to have you on.
No worries. I'm just curious as to why you've got the Saints there. We had 8 blokes under 50 games last week, and with our injuries, we're going to have to replace them with probably 3 more under 50 games. So I just see this week as a bit of a free hit at the stumps, to be honest.
But you do expect you'll make the 8 again come the end of the year and Essendon won't? Is that where you're at? Even though if you lose this game to Essendon, it won't really amount to much?
Yeah, correct in that. But then in saying that, I also think there's other teams under pressure. So I don't see the fifth spot as the pressure meter, to be honest.
Who do you think's under, like Fremantle at home? I didn't put them in the pressure meter, but they're under pressure to beat Adelaide at home, yes. I don't think North's really under pressure against Carlton. They've got a free hit tomorrow. Look forward to broadcasting that game on AFL Nation, by the way, at Marvel Stadium. And the Blues aren't under pressure. They've had a perfect start to the season. You look at the other game, Port Adelaide maybe at home against Melbourne would be considered to be under pressure, but they've had a good start to the season, both Port Adelaide and Melbourne, so I don't think either of them are sort of on the ropes under pressure like Adelaide is right now. Bulldogs are under pressure to beat the Eagles, but are they really under pressure? They'll smash them, won't they, at Marvel Stadium, and then you've got the Richmond-Sydney game. So, yeah, I get where you're coming from. Who do you want to throw in at 5 then, if not St Kilda?
I'd go like the last caller, either Hawthorn or maybe even Richmond have shown very, very little.
Richmond has shown very, very little, but they've got a bit of a honeymoon period probably under Uze. Hey, great to have you call. Connor, we've got something for you. You've got a round of golf for you and a mate with a cart down at Club Mandalay. You've got 18 holes of golf, clubmandalay.com.au. If you want to drop down there, you can have a couple of drinks and a cart midweek at Club Mandalay for just $99. Matt in Melton, there, Matt.
G'day, Dwayne. We spoke last week about Bevo and the pressure meter. Now, I just heard you say that we'll end up smashing West Coast. Didn't we lose the unlosable last year against them?
You won't do it again this year, Matt, surely. You looked good last week.
You'd actually hope not, but the thing that I was getting at, okay, we beat West Coast, we beat Gold Coast. Gold Coast are up and coming. They really, you know, they've... The hype was about them. They're going to make the eight and rah, rah, rah. Well, really, we didn't beat a great deal last week. We can only beat who we play, but I still think with the West Coast this week, we win that, okay. But then we've got to keep winning. Otherwise, I think that pressure gauge is going to keep coming back on him.
Yeah, it's a fair call, man. I think the... depends on how highly rate the Suns. So, yeah, I'm probably with you in that. I don't think the Suns will make the eight either. So you should have beaten them in Ballarat last week as well. Cameron and Norman, you've been holding for a while. Welcome to you, Cameron.
Yes, hello. I'm ringing about the best kicker of all time. And I went to my physiotherapist and he told me this great story about Dougie Hawkins. He injured his hamstring and he said, don't tell a coach. He said, I'll be in trouble. So he played on his left foot and got 35 disposals. And the coach didn't even know.
Good on you, Cameron. It's nice to hear a Doug Hawkins story. Everyone loves Doug. Doesn't matter if you're barrack for the Bulldogs or Fitzroy. Everybody loves Doug Hawkins. He's one of the great men and great stories of footy. What a iconic guy. And his skill often doesn't get mentioned in the realms of some of the other superstars of the game. So I love it when I go to Marvel Stadium and I see the Doug Hawkins wing sign up there. Let's hope it gets back there again this year. Dwayne, in reference to Allen, definitely not Warner, best two-sided player in the game. Sy Bottom, over 30 metres. Thanks for that. And Leon Cameron, the number one all-time. That's from Joel in Ringwood. Back to your calls after the break. If you've got an individual under the pressure meter, an international pressure meter, top five, then by all means jump on the line one here. Pressure me to the boundary umpires. Thank you. Yeah, to throw it in as far as possible. Hi, Dwayne. You've missed the person under most pressure this Easter. Surely it's the Easter Bunny. Yeah, the Easter Bunny's under pressure, but the Easter Bunny always delivers. I mean, the Easter Bunny gets it right every time. No pressure at all, the Easter Bunny, and what a great job.